Today we're going to design a distorted jungle vocal texture in Ableton Live 12, something with that old-school wave pressure, like a chopped-up white label from a warehouse set or a pirate radio recording that's been through hell and back. And the key idea here is this. We are not just adding distortion to a vocal. We are turning the vocal into a playable texture instrument, something you can trigger in an intro, a transition, a drop teaser, or a breakdown and have it feel like part of the track. Not just a random effect. The sound we're aiming for is ragged, menacing, a little broken, but still intentional. You want the listener to hear enough of the phrase to lock onto it, while also feeling the grime, the instability, and the pressure around it. That balance is everything. So first, choose the right source vocal. For this style, you want something rhythmic and characterful. Short phrases work best. Think words with strong consonants like yeah, come on, move, inside, warning, selector, rewind. That kind of thing. The consonants are what give you attack. The vowels give you body. We want both. But the consonants are often the real weapon. If your vocal is too clean, that's totally fine. In fact, that can be a better starting point because we'll build the dirt ourselves. What matters is that the phrase has some shape and enough space around it to chop. Now, you've got two main ways to bring the vocal into Live 12. You can put it on an audio track and warp it, or you can load it into Sampler. For this lesson, I'd lean towards Sampler in slice mode, because that turns the vocal into something you can actually play like an instrument. Drop the vocal into Sampler, switch to slice mode, and set it to slice by transients. Let Ableton find the natural hits, then clean up any slice points that aren't useful. You want slices that feel playable, especially if you're going for that jungle rhythm where the vocal can behave almost like a breakbeat layer. Once the slices are in place, assign the instrument to a MIDI track and start programming a rhythm. Don't think of it as singing anymore. Think of it as chopped percussion with attitude. Try offbeat stabs, little 16th note repeats, syncopated replies, and end-of-bar pickups. A simple two-bar loop can already feel massive if the phrasing is right. Here's a useful approach. In the first bar, hit the vocal on the one, then a quick pickup later in the bar, then another offbeat response. In the second bar, repeat the idea but change the ending so it feels like a question and answer. That call and response feeling is pure rave energy. A really important composition tip here is not to overchop too early. Leave some longer fragments in the pattern. If every slice is tiny, the ear loses the thread. You want the listener to catch a phrase, then hear it mutate. Now we build the distortion chain. Before we destroy anything, we clean up the source a little. Start with EQ8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz to keep the low end out of the distortion chain. If there's mud in the 250 to 500 range, trim it a bit. If the vocal needs more presence, a little lift around 1.5 to 3K can help. And if it's already sharp, you may want to tame the 6 to 8K range before distortion so it doesn't turn brittle too fast. After EQ, go into saturator. This is your first controlled layer of drive. Push the drive around 6 to 12 dB, turn on soft clip, and listen for the point where the vocal starts to bark. That's usually the sweet spot. You want aggression, but not total collapse. If it's getting too smashed, back off and compensate with output gain. Next up is roar, which is fantastic in Live 12 for modern grime and movement. Use it to add density and motion in the mid-range. Keep the low end under control, darken the tone if you want more menace, and push the drive carefully until the vocal feels like it's starting to tear. A great move is to automate roar's drive during a build, so the texture feels like it's breaking apart as it approaches the drop. That kind of movement adds drama without needing a giant effect chain. Then bring in Redux for sampler era grit. Lower the downsample amount until you hear that aliasing edge, and set the bit reduction somewhere around 8 to 12 bits to start. This is the sort of device that instantly gives you that old hardware feel, that slightly busted digital crunch that works so well in jungle and rave contexts. After that, add erosion. This is one of the most effective tools for turning a vocal into a harsh, unstable texture. Try noise or sine mode, set the frequency somewhere in the 2 to 6K range, and raise the amount until the consonants start sizzling. That top-end shredding is gold for making the vocal feel like it's being chewed up by a broken system. Now shape it with autofilter. This is where you make the distortion feel musical. A bandpass filter is great for that filtered anthem stab energy. A low-pass filter is better if you want dark breakdown pressure. Add a little resonance, and automate the cutoff so the vocal opens up over time. A classic move is to start narrow and muffled, then open it gradually toward the drop. That gives the feeling of the vocal emerging from the speakers. Use utility at the end of the chain to keep the stereo image under control. If it gets too wide and messy, narrow it slightly. If the level is out of control, trim it here. Utility is boring but essential, especially once you've layered a lot of dirt. Now let's add movement. Distorted texture is cool, but rhythmic motion is what makes it feel alive. Beat repeat is perfect for glitchy rave stutters. Set it to fire every bar or half bar. Use a 16th or 8th grid, and keep the chance moderate so it doesn't become too predictable. You can automate it to trigger at the end of a phrase or just before a drop for that classic chop-top burst. If you want something simpler, autopan can behave like a tremolo gate. Set the phase to 0, sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/16, and increase the depth until the vocal pumps with the groove. That's a good way to make the texture sit with the breakbeat instead of floating on top of it. Now we add space, but carefully. We want minis, not mush. Echo is excellent for a dubby rave tail. Use dotted 1/8 or 1/4 timings, keep the feedback moderate, and darken the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. A subtle amount of modulation can add instability, which works nicely here. Use it as a throw on certain words or end-of-bar hits, not as a constant wash. Hybrid reverb can add a bit of room, but keep it tight. Think small room or plate, short to medium decay, and low wet amount. The image you want is concrete, not cathedral. This should feel like it's bouncing around a rough warehouse space. At this point, it's worth talking about a really important teacher note, clarity. If you destroy every section equally, the ear stops following the phrase and the impact falls off. So think in layers of clarity. You want a dry anchor for intelligibility, a main dirty version for the actual character, and an extreme effect version for accents and transitions. That keeps the sound musical instead of just crushed. One of the best ways to do that is with an audio effect rack. Build a clean chain, a dirty chain, and an extreme chain, and blend between them. That way, you can keep some hook clarity while still getting full-on texture when you need it. Another advanced trick is to add a little frequency shifter or shifter for haunted instability. Just a tiny shift, barely noticeable on its own, can make the vocal feel wrong in the best possible way. Use it quietly under the main layer if you want a darker, more unsettling vibe. Now, once the processing sounds good, resample it. This is where the sound really becomes part of the arrangement. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track, and record a bar or two of the best phrase. Then chop that resample into new clips and use those in the arrangement or load them back into simpler. Resampling commits the dirt, and it often gives you happy accidents you wouldn't have designed on purpose. This part matters, because jungle and rave style often comes alive through reuse and mutation. Don't just leave the original chain running forever. Print it, chop it, and make it into a new musical object. Now think about arrangement. Don't use the vocal as a loop that runs endlessly. Use it structurally. In the intro, it can be filtered and distant. In the build, it can get dirtier and more rhythmic. Right before the drop, it can become a repeated stutter or a short hard hit. Then in the breakdown, it can come back smeared, haunted, and washed out. That gives the track a proper narrative. A strong 8-bar idea would be something like this. The first 2 bars are low-pass filtered and muffled, the next 2 bars add saturation and rhythmic chopping, the next 2 open the filter and push the distortion harder, and the last 2 bars turn into a stuttered resampled fill that launches into the drop. That creates tension and release in a way that feels very much like old-school rave energy. To make it feel properly like drum and bass, align the vocal with the break and bass line. Put vocal accents around the snare, or just before it, so it has push-pull energy. Keep the vocal mainly in the mid-range so the kick and bass can stay dominant. If your drums are busy, simplify the vocal. If the break is sparse, the vocal can be more detailed and aggressive. And don't forget the consonants. That's one of the biggest secrets to this whole style. Words like come, move, watch, rewind, and warning can hit much harder than you think if the initial attack is enhanced with erosion, saturator, and transient focus chopping. The front edge of the word is often more important than the whole word itself. For an extra dark layer, duplicate the vocal, pitch it down slightly, filter it, and distort it harder. Keep it low in the mix. The shadow layer makes the main phrase feel bigger and more haunted without taking over the arrangement. You can also create a half-speed ghost pass by duplicating the resampled vocal and warping it slower, then filtering it heavily and burying it underneath. That gives the impression of a second personality underneath the track. It's creepy in a really useful musical way. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't let too much low end into the distortion chain, because it can turn into a muddy blob. Don't overdo the reverb, because old school pressure needs space but not fog. Don't crush the vocal so hard that the phrase disappears completely unless that's a deliberate effect. And don't forget automation. Static processing gets old fast. Automate filter cutoff, drive, delay feedback, and clip gain so the vocal keeps evolving. Here's a great practice exercise if you want to really own this sound. Find a short vocal phrase, load it into simpler slice mode, chop it into about 6 to 10 useful slices, and build a 4-bar pattern with one repeated phrase, one variation, one filtered breakdown, and one stutter transition. Process it with EQ8, saturator, roar, redux, auto filter, and echo. Then resample it and make a second, more aggressive version from the print. Use one version for the intro and the other as a pre-drop weapon.